맞아, 나오긴 다르니 무슨 제동제제 동도 도전하는 거 봐. 너가 저 총리제 공부는 거지. 괜히 좀 도와줘. 근데 이제 남대주 선생님들 그만 건조들을 만난데 거세다는 선발하시오.
For the sake of all non-existent beings, equaling the limits of space, one must attain by every means the state of full Buddhahood. And for this purpose, one should now listen to the teachings on the graduated path of enlightenment. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner. So regard to the teachings that we're listening to, it is the Lambrum, the graduated path enlightenment, the teaching which contains the essential points of all the conqueror's teachings, scriptures. So within this teaching, we've come to the point on the exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure opportunity. And within that, of the three, the identification of leisure opportunity, contemplating the great importance of leisure opportunity, and contemplating the difficulty of attaining leisure opportunity. Then within these three, we've come to the third portion, contemplating the difficulty of attaining leisure and opportunity. Yes. So in the top of page 126, says here in Nagarjuna's friendly letter, when Amasongkhapa quotes from this Nagarjuna's writing, when it says, "It seems even more difficult to obtain a human life from an animal life, therefore it sees turtle's head to enter the aperture of a yoke flowing upon a great ocean. O King, Lord of humankind, make this life fruitful by practicing his sublime teaching." So here, in general, it is very difficult to obtain a physical basis like this human body that we have right now to practice the Dharma. And above that, it is even more rare to meet the holy Dharma. At this point of time, here, in order to illustrate that, an analogy or example is drawn from the very words of the Buddha himself, in which he describes the rarity of the the chances of attaining his opportunity, our opportune rebirth. So here we have a turtle that is submerged in the ocean and is wandering at the bottom of the seabed without any particular specific direction or location at any one point of time. And then this turtle, every 100 years, would rise to the surface of the water and stick its head out from the top of the surface of the ocean. Then on top of that, there is a yoke with an aperture in it that's floating upon a great ocean, again, without any specific direction or location at any one point of time. So for every 100 years, for this ocean, this turtle at the bottom of the ocean bed to rise up and then put its head out on the surface of the ocean, and for that to occur simultaneously with the yolk floating at that specific location, and for the head of the turtle to protrude through the aperture of the yolk, and that is extremely rare. One cannot say it's impossible. However, the chances of that happening are extremely slim and difficult to occur. Yes. So here, as mentioned, that the yolk floating on the surface of the ocean is an analogy or represents the Buddhist teachings, and the turtle. I forgot to mention the turtle is also blind. That turtle is an analogy of us, of us sentient beings, the turtle being spending at all times, most of the time, in the seabed. That is a analogy of all sentient beings and spending most of their time in the lower realms. And every turtle rising to the surface of the ocean every 100 years is an analogy of achieving a higher rebirth. However, of course, a higher rebirth does not occur at a definite time, every 100 years or whatever. However, at this point in time, it's taken to be an example of the rarity of such a rebirth. So therefore, for the teaching, for this yoke to be floating around at any indefinite location, at any point in time, shows the difficulty of meeting the Buddhist teaching. So therefore, the Buddhist teachings is also symbolism of the Buddhist teachings, never abiding in one place for long. It spreads from one place to the other. For example, during the Buddhist time, when our teacher, the founder Buddha, was alive in this world, abiding in this world, then the teachings were spreading within the central region, the central land of India. And then following that, it spread to Tibet and Mongolia in accordance with the Buddha's prophecy. So this yoke, not being in one place, at one definite place at any one point in time, is like symbolic of the Buddha's teachings spreading from one place to the other. So like this, and also the yoke having only one aperture shows that there's only one entry to the Buddhist teachings. Yes.
이 말에 근데 단락에는 루바경고 야신 부분은 주바 내정 근데 매 단다 단주지 된선데 따로 토가와레스 근데 명언에서 공개 단다 자시 저번에 조선 모단 단주지의 단례 지방소 선 말에 그래서 매일 뉴턴의 토카부터 톱니요. 톱니인들 때 도매 주제를 맡아마 드웨어지 제거를 했어요. 주제거를 했어요. 담주제비에서 담비주제는 덴르 때는 전부 토가대 도매도 맡아마 드웨어 반소제에서
So then, so therefore, for the head of the turtle to be put through the aperture of the yolk. It's an extremely rare occasion. Therefore, to demonstrate that this perfect human rebirth is extremely difficult to obtain. Therefore, here in the verse it says, O King, Lord of humankind, make this life fruitful by practicing the sublime teaching. So exhorting is here Nagarjuna has had written this letter to his friend who is a king, exhorting him to practice his dharma, saying that this precious human rebirth is difficult to obtain. And therefore one should not waste it, but use it to practice a sublime teaching, to not render it meaningless, but to render it fruitful by accomplishing the Holy Dharma.
Yes.
So therefore, then the verse continues to say that one person who is born as a human and then becomes involved in wrongdoing is even more foolish than one who fills a golden vessel adorned with jewels with vomit. So here, having achieved this precious human rebirth, one should not engage in negative actions, in creation of negativities or wrongdoing. So the analogy given is a precious golden vessel adorned with various jewels. And if one were to fill such a precious vessel with vomit, then the vomit, you know, this precious, such a precious golden vessel would be wasted. So, however, for one to waste this precious human rebirth by engaging in wrongdoing or negative actions, has with that one incurs far more loss, or one is even more foolish than the person before that. The reason being that if one were to even want to fill up such a precious vessel with vomit, then it is wasted. You know, people would scorn you as being foolish. But in general, however, that loss is, or that foolishness is only related to this life alone, you know, to the happinesses of this life, and it's only a mere loss in that sense of the word, and nothing more than that. However, if one were to use this a precious human rebirth to engage in wrongdoing, you know, not everyone has achieved this excellent physical basis for practicing the Dharma. And if we use it to cultivate the Buddha Dharma, one can achieve the full state of Buddhahood within one lifetime and within one body itself. However, if one were to use that to create wrongdoing and waste it, then, you know, one accumulates huge amounts of negative karma. It is not only this precious human rebirth has been wasted, but also the negative karma that one creates then propels oneself to be born in the lower realms in future lives. Yes. Then following the Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the master Jandra Gomin's writing a letter to his student. So here this text is a document of instructions that the master Jandra Gomin wrote to his student. Within it says, after you have attained a human life so difficult to obtain, resolutely achieve just that which you seek. So here in general, it is difficult to achieve a human rebirth, and above that, to achieve a perfect human rebirth with the 8 leisures and 10 opportunities, that one should even more difficult to achieve. And now having achieved that, one should resolutely achieve that just that which you seek. So it just refers to that, in Tibetan it refers to that which your mind is constantly seeking, and one resolutely refers to having great applying great effort, joyous effort to achieving that. Yes.
Tenyo namjeba chimbe jengan la bhari cho sumba la dedan sala la danjun de nyebar kawe sumba ta imbarita jengan chimbo arela chumbu sem gom tenre nyamne na zombi chimbo shi wajan nongyo tenre no da pansam eba no de kal na namjeba chimbo kongi bhari cho dōsī jāmjāṁ nō kāṁ sōṁ sōṁ āmbarī kāṁ sōṁ āchīdī jāmjāṁ dōsī nōṁ sī bārī āsī sōṁ dīgō nā nī jīngāmi tētā sāvā nā tētā chēvā nā tāñjū dī nye kāvī nye pār kāvī āsī jītā tē tēndī chēvā nā tāñjū dī nye kāvā rī sōṁ āchīdī tā kēchī rī rī yōṁ tōmī dī mā tā wāchī jīndī tā kōngī tēndī nōngī yō
So here, it says, Lama Tsongkhapa said, quotes a conversation between the great yogi and Jengawa. So Jengawa himself was a great practitioner of the bodhicitta and was constantly practicing without respite, you know, day and night. So hence practicing unceasingly, you know, applying great effort in this practice. So the great yogi then said to Jengawa, saying that, you know, you should take some time off and then go take a break and sort of like to refresh yourself. Then however, Jengawa then replied saying that, you know, I understand the need for that. However, this rebirth is a leisure and opportunity are difficult to obtain. So Jengawa shall meditate only on bodhicitta always. So at all times he was engaged in the meditation on bodhicitta. So then his reply to the great yogi was saying that understand his point about taking a break. However, this leisure opportunity is so difficult to obtain. So every single moment, you know, he was determined resolute to not make it, let it go wasted or rendered meaningless. So therefore, we have achieved such a similar form of rebirth as well, and such opportunity. Therefore, we should not render it meaningless, not even a single every single instant or moment of this rebirth. One should not render it meaningless, but use it to achieve the to cultivate the sublime dharma. Yes. So then Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Geshe Potowa's saying to illustrate that this human rebirth of leisure opportunity, having achieved it, then one should this is achieved through accumulating the various different causes, karmic causes, to achieve this result. So therefore, it is extremely rare, and having achieved this, is one should generate great joy towards it, as if it were virtually impossible, as if it were like a dream. You know, one should generate joy because it's almost like a dream come true, or a very rare occasion. It was almost unreal, like a dream, rare like a dream. So therefore, here in Geshe Potowa was saying, then describes as this place in Tibet, a place called, there was a great fortress called Mayicha, Mayichakara. So this Mayichakara was a powerful fortress at one point of time. It was overtaken by its enemies and could not be retrieved for a long time. So at that moment, then there was an old person who was involved in this affair and spent a long time grieving over the loss of Mayicha fortress. So then suddenly one day he heard the news that this fortress was being retrieved. Then in great joy, you know, he stood up. So even though he was crippled at that point of time, so unable to walk, he grabbed his spear, and dragging himself along with the help of the spear, was exclaiming to himself, you know, could this possibly be a dream, you know, that Mayicha fortress has been retrieved. So it was extreme great joy that he almost couldn't believe it. So at this point in time, one should reflect on such in such a manner that one must find delight, entertainment of this leisure opportunity, and exhort oneself to cultivate the teachings. Yes.
Like this example that you also have received at this time, the legend of the thing that like dream, so and you're feeling so joyful, so happy, mind feeling so happy until you reach the into your mind, feel like that, so joyful, so I'm not happy. So one should continue the meditation on the difficult to find the perfect rebirth and into your mind in that, and have a joyful, happy state.
Chinese 게 재단을 이렇게 놓으면 도 근데 삼노동도 간비체고도 간비체는 삼평인도 다 된된 이행 거고요. 마도 아니 영어만지기 주인님들 가면 많이 참가해서야 돼. 배만 흔들어서 등서 흔들어서 해야죠. 대를 쓰기요. 但没见去年干着，啊，但这里人也去学过去考证，考了考证才的，买参加赛的，他都重视一下子，那这年都蛮这个事，现在，等这个罗俊龙，嗯，干这用那三年的，那年都蛮少的。
So in general, here, also there's another point that you mentioned along with teaching that one should know the right way, to listen to the teachings. So when one is listening teachings, one should also simultaneously reflect upon one's actions and conduct. You know, if there is the right conduct and the right actions, right thoughts, you know, and then reflection with reference to the Dharma, you know, to see what needs to be changed in one's mind, what needs to be cultivated, what needs to abandon, and so forth. So that's the right way to listen to Dharma. Otherwise, there used to be one person who went to listen to a Lama teaching and spent the whole day sitting there listening, and when he came back, so what I was saying here is that this place called, the fortress called Maichakar, that's an old name for this place in Tibet, and nowadays it's called Hunruzong. You know, so this person spent a whole day listening to the teachings, and when he came back home, people asked him, what did you hear of the teachings? He said, oh, I had a great discovery. I found out that Maichakar fortress is nowadays called Hunruzong. So that was all that he heard in the teachings. So this was a sign that, you know, not knowing the appropriate manner of listening to the teachings.
대단 나 반조 동체라는 얘기가 왔었네. 근데 님보낸도 제거를 봐. 아 대다 다베드는 님보낸도 천지 동안 시에보다 취지 삼고서 대라 아 조급하네. 선제단지 대화도보다 동화면도가 코난이나 대화도보다 동화성과 단비추 코난을 알려주체로 좀 늘반에 최진 신예동 농기진 단조동 랜비체로 대요 첸들 조구반인데 말은나 제화동은 단조 신등예가비체로 다단인의 조구반에 남재당의 반매비체로 이 말이다 단조는 인본에도 전제통화 제반다 뒤에 주시에서 한 거지 다 주의 조구하래 조급이 좀 생각하셨나? 생제서도 선이 나요. 동하면도 봐. 대완도 봐. 덤비제인도 다 대와 조비하다 동하세야게 탑대 덤비추 코난을 안 해봐 인자 덤비추 조급을 해서.
Yes. So here, having then contemplated in such a way, then in order one should strive to, sorry, having contemplated on the precious human rebirth presenting great meaning, great potential, and then difficulty of attaining it, then one should exhort oneself to practice the Dharma, and exhorting oneself to take full advantage of this life of leisure opportunity. One should reflect on its four elements related to this life, human life. So the four elements of that, the first exhorts oneself of the need, you know, reminds oneself of the need to practice the holy Dharma. The reason being that oneself and all sentient beings basically want happiness and do not want suffering. And the way to accomplish the causes for happiness, to actualize happiness, and the way to remove suffering is through the practice of holy Dharma. So therefore, one should cultivate, or should practice the teachings. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 주 좀 내용이 없나?
Yes. So then, following the contemplation of the first element, one understands that the necessity to cultivate the sublime teachings of the Buddha Dharma. But however, one may doubt as to one's ability to cultivate the Buddha Dharma. Because that brings us to the second element about the ability to practice. So here, one understands that one has already achieved the external condition of meeting the qualified spiritual master, and also one has achieved the inner condition of achieving this precious human rebirth, this excellent basis for Dharma practice with the 8 leisures and 10 opportunities. So there's no better physical basis for practicing the Dharma than this current rebirth as compared to, for example, the Bodhisattvas in the Pure Land of Sukhavati. And even there, you know, they do not have this physical basis as excellent as one that we have. So therefore, do not doubt that we do not have the ability to practice Dharma. We definitely have to possess the ability right now. Yes. So then this moves us to the next point where it exhorts us to practice the Buddha Dharma in this very lifetime, you know, within this body, this very lifetime. If one does not cultivate on the basis of this, that if one were to procrastinate and to leave Dharma practice for a future life, then this is equivalent, you know, that's a wrong form of understanding, because we have already achieved this precious human rebirth, which in the scriptures compares it to be more, far more superior than hundreds and thousands of wish-fulfilling jewels. So if one does not practice this lifetime, if one does not practice the Buddha Dharma in this lifetime, but holds for a opportunity in a future life, then it is like having 100,000 jewels, wish-fulfilling jewels, in one's hand and then not using it, saying that or more jewels will come in the future. Therefore, you know, ignoring what you have already. So therefore, not putting it to immediate use, but wishing for the future. So therefore, one should practice the Buddha. One should not have such an attitude, or rather, one should practice the Buddha Dharma right away. So, in this lifetime, to achieve this body, like the one we have in this lifetime, is difficult to achieve. Therefore, one needs to cultivate Buddha Dharma on the basis of this. So from these various points, one understands the necessity of practicing the teachings and the ability to practice, also understanding the need to practice within this very lifetime. All these are definite. And then beyond that, it also talks about impermanence, about the lack of certainty regarding the time of our death. So therefore, one should practice the Dharma, practice the teachings right away. Yes.
So this time you got the wish plant juice, you throw away in the future while the jewel wish plant juice I'll keep it, you know. So so wasting this very simple birth this time like that. Can touch Dharma only in the future now.
Yes. So then, understanding this precious human rebirth, presenting great meaning, then we understand the need to practice the teaching, and then understanding that this physical basis, understanding this physical basis is difficult to obtain, they're exhorting us to understand that we have the ability to practice and the need to practice in this very lifetime. Then also to contemplate impermanence for the need to practice right away.
Okay.
Yes.
Secondly, this personal growth is highly meaningful by the fact that the one of determination should only to practice only Dharma. Then by reflecting that will be that's a difficult part again, then one must make determination to practice right in this life, on this body. And then by reflecting that the impermanence that then must practice right away.
So here Lama Tsongkhapa further says that through understanding these points, then one understands because this precious human rebirth is this legend an opportunity is difficult to achieve. Therefore, one should cultivate the Buddha Dharma on this basis. And on top of that, not only that, but one should practice the Buddha Dharma right away because death is not certain. The time of death is not certain. So this understanding then causes us to stop this understanding, stops the laziness of giving up Dharma practice, thinking that one can practice in a future life, or one can practice, you know, in the next year, month, or days, you know, putting it off. So this can be, this sort of laziness can be put off. So also understanding that these above 4 points can be subsumed to 3 points. The first, talking about the need for practice of Dharma. Secondly, about the ability to practice the Dharma. And the third point, talking about the need to practice in this lifetime and to practice, begin practicing right away.
Tetana, Chivademan, and Dayon Dremo, Ojo, Sisuji, Odishi was all. Teta go not on the Samna, Loyan Korchevi, Narshiba Samna, Teta Manina, Tajim, Ocheta, Yamak, Nikon, Hotu, Gon, Tonchil, Judan Rugon, and Yaka to the Dute, Chetan, Samare, Narshiba, and Long and Gomo, Imerta, Gondo, and the daughter of Tenjig Londa, and Lamanami soon read that the judge Mug on the summer. Is a tender Mombug on the summer inna? Need lawyer and Juba Tip Chigris, lawyer court Chigris, in the tenders, some worry, Cassi, and the lawyer Nuva Chon, and the summer took in inna, and the Tanjuring Mog and the Gerendo. Then Nico Mondoria, Tadu.
So here in the above teachings, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that he has drawn from extensively from the various scriptural quotations, scriptures of the Buddha, as well as from the various teachings of the lamas, the oral instructions, the lineage gurus. And then here, through this, one should think, if by contemplating these teachings extensively in such a way, then one is able to bring an effect, a change in one's mind. So therefore, one should cultivate it like this. However, if one's mental ability or capacity is not that great, you know, then one can condense all this material into 3 topics. firstly about thinking about this nature of this human body of leisure opportunity, thinking how it is possessing great meaning and difficult to obtain, how it possesses great meaning in terms of the how it's important in terms of achieving the temporal and final goals, and how it is difficult to obtain in terms of its causes and effects, then using the above explanations in accordance with one's mind and meditating upon that. Yes. So then when one is contemplating this precious human rebirth in terms of the difficulty of achieving it, then one can contemplate through the various means, such as the nature of these precious human rebirth, the conditions gathering together is a very rare, the rarity of that, and then also in terms of its the difficulty of accomplishing its causes, and also the difficulty of finding the analogies for this human rebirth. So firstly, regarding to the condition. So the nature of the result of this human rebirth gathering together as being very rare opportunity. For example, we have achieved this precious human rebirth with its 8 leisures and 10 opportunities, and adding all these together, there are 18 qualities pertaining to this kind of rebirth. So it's very difficult to achieve this, and for all of these conditions to gather, come together perfectly, is again a very rare and difficult opportunity. For each and every of these 18 conditions, one needs to collect the different causes to achieve such each and to achieve each quality of this or condition of this perfect rebirth. Therefore, it is rarity. Consider rarity of that. No.
Yes.
Kesam.
Eating different grammar. It's very difficult to get the benefit of these
persons. Yes. So the analogy is that, for example, if you engage in worldly trade or business, then if we have like 18 different aspects of the business, it is difficult to reap profit or gain from each and every one of those avenues for profit.
In different articles and materials to sell, some people make profit, some profit.
For the 18 different articles, if you are 18 different articles for trading or selling, then it is difficult to make profit out of each and every one of them. So this, for all these 18 conditions together simultaneously upon this human rebirth is even more difficult than that, because all the causes for each and every one of these 18 conditions has to come from many past lives of cultivating the Buddha Dharma. Cultivating the various causes and conditions to achieve that.
Jyo dhokka ni nye kawa sunya. Tela jyo yi gong ni nye kawa ni jye dhenro sa ni thobo lang sutrim na sabu gyeba namna na jye chegwa. Cheba de tanjo sunwa thobo da sutrim namba dhavi shi sa jimba la sabu chowat. Mono tima mim sam jeba sa gaza mungbo ji gui na jyo teta wa dhubawa. Shi jyo niwa nwa tela pa ne ribi dhen ritin jye da cheba wa nye kawa sima ho wa. Ima ta jyo dhokka wa. Jye re ni dhen ritin jye Mugitubo, ina rojo ndojo ni kombe bo ndo she ya de de mo mo ji yim ge de de no je ne rong ge to che da to ho da de ge che de er da me ja ya ba se ya de de mo mo ji yim ge ya ro de de che de ne ka go she ro cha de ge ro da de no je ne ma ji men ba da de de che ne me ge ju bo re ri na sam no to me ye na ane カゴチャでよ。てんでんで、チュルナンバタバス。イエソンセアでカゴチ。はい。で、がなね、ジンバナソベトーチェス。え、んでね、ジンバナソベスでだ。ジンソパジトーケ。あ、トーチェバジ。メナね、え、たじんジョジョとてんそんでるとこめんばれ。んで、たジンバセア。え、れだ、ジンバナソベトーで、チュルンディシチ。ジンバナソベパジンガーでトーチェバ。
で、で、え、よなぞかぼちゃでよれ。え、モノトマムンサムジャセやで。え、モノトマメバセでた。あ、センディ、ジテチュジグチニマゴパチ、ソンゲヨロ。で、なぞ、あ、モノムジヤウェナ、トンボツェルマネメバ。あ、だ、テンデチカネトンヨミヨレ。え、テンデチンデゴナ、あ、モノムカデジャンナヨ。あ、テンデチマチバチャロ。テンデチンデゴナ、あ、モノムカデジャンナヨ。あ、テンデチマチバチャロ。
So
then Amasongkhapa says to consider this difficulty of attaining a human rebirth of leisure opportunity in terms of these causes, the difficulty of accomplishing the causes for these. So general to achieve a rebirth in the higher realm, a favorable rebirth in the higher realm, one needs to create the causes of morality, and one needs to keep all of the vows or ethics that are required to achieve such a rebirth. If even a minor portion, or even if a single portion of that ethical training is not observed, then one would not be able to achieve a rebirth in the higher realms.
No. Magic symbol.
Magic sum.
Magic.
Nas.
Any of.
Magic sum na thogi re.
Nas. Ani mo. Ni to ba sa. Nas. Dalje jojo sa mo kwan de.
Nas.
Ani chudum 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 thamo sum mo chudum chudum chakon sum.
Nas. Si. Nas. Nas. So if we, I'm sorry. So in order to achieve rebirth in the higher realms, one even if one keeps one portion of morality, one would be able to, of devout ethics, one would be able to achieve.
Just to achieve the mere, as the mere say, the happy transmigrant being, you need to keep at least one. You need to keep one morality pure, then you can achieve that. But to achieve perfect human birth, you need to keep purely the all that obtained from the tenant virtual actions. So you need to keep pure all the tenant virtual actions, as you say, obtained from all the tenant virtual actions.
So to abstain from all of the ten non-virtuous actions, when, in general, when one does not check carefully, one may think that one is a good Dharma practitioner and one keeps morality to a certain extent. But when one checks closely, one finds that, you know, for example, with regards to the vow of taking life, you know, then in general, we may avoid taking the larger, the life, larger life forms. However, we do, end up killing other animals, the smaller animals, for example, when we walk, and so forth. And then, also for the sake of food, you know, then we light fires, and then you know, I kill other small life forms as well. So with regard to that, we find that. Pesticides.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, so using pesticides for vegetables and so forth. So in this process, the animals are being killed, and then in this way, so in this way, we understand that, you know, then this vow practice of ethics, you know, then it's not completely pure in that sense of the word, and then we can contemplate also in terms of the ethic of restraining from stealing and so on and so forth. Then we find that the vows that we keep are not completely pure. So we do not keep them completely purely. So therefore, one understands that this, to be able to achieve such a rebirth, human rebirth, one needs to abstain from the 10 non-virtuous actions purely, to keep the ethics purely. So therefore, it's a very rare opportunity to achieve a rebirth, you know, like this right now. So understanding from that point of view, then so this, because the ethical, using the practice of ethics, pure ethics, as the foundation for achieving this human rebirth. And above that, to use other aspects of the six perfections, such as generosity and so forth, to assist us to achieve this precious human rebirth. So, using other aspects of these, cultivating other six aspects of the six perfections, just generosity and so forth, and then following that also to make stainless prayers, prayers that are not stained by the concerns of this life. So in general, when we make prayers, we always pray for long life, you know, to be free of sickness and so forth. So these prayers become then sullied by the concerns of this life. And however, one needs to make stainless prayers. To stainless aspirational prayers with make a connection with your next lifetime in order to achieve this precious human rebirth. So therefore, one should understand this rarity of achieving this human rebirth. Yes. Understanding that this the causes for this human rebirth is difficult to accomplish. Yes.
あれ、だって 심부자자 좋은 시원세 양모다. 아, 이 말에. 에, 샤란 잠버지기 뭐나, 아, 점만 빠고 떠오르이나, 아, 다치 제나 점만 해서 이게, 에, 세각 쉬는 오던데, 데, 쓰나로. 마도, 몽차도 마사로. 아, 대노제네 갑지 양로네 디제라, 아, 용가바바고 쇼베이나, 에, 다 용가, 에, 지, 데, 메데, 에, 담미시세 마시시다, 아, 텐데 숨바로. 인데 다, 아, 텐데게 인데 베시가와레지. 베시가와 인데, 에, 디찬네조 다, 단준이에 가와상고.
Yes. And also the other, aspect of this human rebirth is rarity in, rarity in terms of possible, examples to describe this precious human rebirth. As mentioned before about the turtle, the blind turtle in the bottom of the ocean rising to the surface and putting his head through this yolk, golden yolk. And this is impossible. There's a possibility. It's not entirely impossible. However, it's virtually impossible. The circumstances, you know, the chances of that, those circumstances occurring, you know, is extremely rare. And the other analogy is like throwing grains, throwing peas against the wall, and then for the peas to stick upon the wall is very rare. And so on some occasion, it might be impaled or nailed into the wall or stick onto the wall due to that. But however, that is again extremely rare occasion. And the other analogy is like a upright pin. Or a needle, you know, with its sharp end pointing upwards, and then throwing white mustard seeds upon it, and then for a single mustard to be impaled upon the tip of that needle is again a very low. And sorry, not peas but beans. So throwing beans against the wall, and for the beans to stick against the wall. So then the other analogy is an upright needle, and then throwing white mustard seeds upon that tip of the needle, and for it to land, to be impaled upon the needle. Again, that is a not entirely impossible thing, but then virtually impossible because the rarity of that, you know, the chances of that occurring are very slim. Therefore, due to the rarity or the difficulty of obtaining a possible example for this precious human rebirth, no, is again through that to contemplate the rarity of this rebirth.
And Riva Tonjigon near Gawasia. And Riva Gon near Gawane, Rim in the Mendona to the Dendrosan and Sundan Nona, Rindu Dendrosa to the Yan Tawacheva in the Chikomba Gomba Walls. In Bada, Jer Nendro the Dendro Nichena, and then Nendro Mongiori, Carisenada, Kazon. 방문지는 맨날 당만이 소용이 되는 수준으로 파징이 방인으로 로스 송만 놓으시 파제만이 당만이 뭐 대구 한국에 가서 조대 인사 된리고 낸로단로 다 개발 전개를 해서 요야 때 낸로지 된리 인도 낸로도 낸로니는 그때 낸로 모지 다 낸리 논에니 냐와도 모시 자고 근데 먹여 왔죠 첨부 제외 있는 냐와는 제야 랭게이다 중국 돈으로 다 매개와 제 연도 공은 그게 정의 총성 정의 계승 총아 효자고 아 단대 전개 모아 인도 녀와 전개 모아지 다 매개와 내 대내니 에 예다 대내도로 아 단대 차요 단대 제도 아 제 르메 두바 아 년도다 아 된로니 제나 된로니 뇨지 다 된로는 린투 된로다고 제가 있나 아 네. 제르다 단다 주능게 괜능게 남능게 근데 제 대나네네 넘버선지 비추케능게 뉴뉴지 다 넘버선지 비추케능게 뉴뉴 인도 근데 단주제 되어야 돼 치니 볼까봐 다 근데 삼네 근데 치 공부 공부해서
So there Then Lama Tsongkhapa further says to contemplate the rarity of such a precious human rebirth by virtue of the results, the result of this human
long.
due to the small number or the lesser number of such reapers, through that to contemplate the variety of such reapers. So in general, there are more, when comparing the beings of the higher realms or the happier migrations and the miserable migrations, lower realms, then we find that there are more beings within the lower realms or the miserable migrations. So at that point of time, the reason being that most sentient beings spend their time engaging in negative actions, and therefore most sentient beings are being born within the lower realms. So in general, there are more beings in the lower realms than in the higher realms. And within the lower realms, in the realms of suffering, then the most number of sentient beings are within the hell realms. So when one engages in actions of the 10 non-virtuous actions, such as the 10 non-virtues, then most those with the strongest negative karma get reborn in the hell realms. Those of the middling ones get reborn in the hungry ghost realms. And those that have the least get reborn in the animal realms. So since a lot of sentient beings, you know, are engaged in very strongly in negative actions, very strong negative actions, not 10 non-virtuous actions, they engage in that very strongly, so forcefully. So most sentient beings are born in the hell realms, and those are the middling in the hungry ghost realms, and the smallest in the animal realms. So therefore, comparing with the negative migrations, the suffering migratory beings, those beings of the higher realms or the bliss, happy migratory beings, most those beings in the higher realms are lesser in number. So in general, it is difficult. There are different types of beings in the higher realms. You know, those that believe in the Buddha Dharma, those who believe in the Dharma, and those who have religious faith, and those who do not, you know. And within that, then it is even rarer for someone to have faith towards the Buddha Dharma and to practice that. Therefore, through this, to understand how this precious human rebirth is difficult to obtain. So Geshe Dowa here in Lama Tsongkhapa, mentions that Geshe Dowa had greatly valued this teaching on this precious human rebirth.
Called Mingtang Tsangwai, Mingtang Tsongbai, Geshe Dowa.
And so in general, when one meditates on the difficulty of achieving this precious human rebirth, then following with this practice, then the practice of other teachings will be followed. When one focuses on this meditation, reflecting on the difficulty of obtaining leisure and opportunity. So in general, if one meditates, so by meditating while other teachings, the practice of the other teachings such as impermanence, death of impermanence, renunciation, bodhicitta, and so forth would occur or follow naturally after this applying effort, right effort in this field. So if one meditates well on this topic of precious human rebirth, then it stops the laziness for not practicing the Dharma, and one would have the opportunity or the time to accomplish the Buddha Dharma. So all the other aspects of the Buddha Dharma, such as renunciation and so forth, would naturally follow if one cultivates this teaching well. So one needs to, so since this is so, one needs to strive in the practice of contemplating on this precious human rebirth, possessing great meaning and its rarity of achieving it.
Yes. 단조 고네는 님보 렌도 제인도 아 님바 님보 제다 램비 토나니 남제 남자는 게 받게 받아 달라 님보는 정우서 동보는이 지교섬제 남도 송로단제 누리 초도 지교섬이 고네를 맞이는 주비 좀 센데 마오 이 말이다 님보 내에서야 돼 님보 감비서 내주로서 나 아니 아니 남제 남자는 게 받지 남제인 로동한테 남제인 로동한테 쉬어진 나다 님보는 좀 쉬기로 근데 남제인 로동 감리를 아니 지부섬지 권에 그러다 지부섬지 권에 렌지 치고 그래서 근데 다 지부섬지 권에 트리연두 근데 손재제 송적의 조지 근데 탐지 지부섬지 남제를 믿는 데대요 근데 얘다 대권에 트리고 그래서 어느 지부섬지 권에 그래다 정주지 샘답 다 성주 주비지에서 성주 샘으로 동번에 성주지 샘 취지하는 데를 위해서는 대응 그 말에 근데 르마진도 정주지 샘 제발라 그러지 동안에 나도 진행 제제고 그래 대로 안에 로 코비 동안 나서지 삼네 대비 단도지 노 제인들이 집을 내가 삼아 제고 그래 내도 도모에 근데 Tetsime, Mondu Gomona, Reda, Niban Jumi Lojevala, Tendi de Gila, Lonjuma Mondu Rong. They in the Jew Jumu the Tomulam, Mondu Rong. The reason do, Jew Summy Gonna Remagin the Tigor, yes.
So then, therefore, then having contemplated this precious human rebirth being. Through contemplating this precious human rebirth with its leisure and opportunity, then generating the desire to reap the full advantage or to derive essence of this precious human rebirth. So here it has two parts, how to develop certain knowledge of a general presentation of the path, and the actual way to take full advantage of the life of leisure and opportunity. So within this, then to extract the essence of this human rebirth to derive full advantage from it, one needs to know the general presentation of the path, how one travels along the path in general. So one needs to know that, and then having known the path, one will be able to practice it. So here it refers to the path of the three capable beings, the three capable persons of practicing the path. So here, within this, such a presentation of the three capable beings, all of the Buddha's teachings, extensive teachings, are all embodied within this structure of presentation. So therefore, this path is chosen. So, so in general, attaining the Buddha's, the state of Buddhahood, the main cause for that is bodhicitta mind. So however, if one asks if it is okay to teach the bodhicitta mind right from the outset, this is not, then the answer is no, because one, prior to that, one needs the necessary preparatory practices. You know, one does not go right into the bodhicitta teachings right from the outset immediately, because prior to that, one needs to contemplate on the suffering of oneself and others being caught up in the cyclic existence. And for that, one needs to contemplate the general sufferings of samsara and cyclic existence and generate renunciation towards that. And that pertains to the training of the middling capable being, and for that to happen, also one needs to have a mind that is aspiring to, one needs to have as a basis, you know, a mind that is aspiring to the happiness of future lives, and a mind that has renounced, you know, given up the attachment to appearances of this life. So for that to occur, then you need to cultivate the being of the lower capable being, the stages of training of the lower capable being. So therefore, the teachings are presented in this way, you know, in a graduated fashion. Yes.
맞다. 지금 이제 남들 성로 담긴 노용이 어려서요. 대형 본문에 선지의 토마 토지보다 소자보다 토마가보다 선지보다 이제 심지 흔히 돈도 준비. 주유서 뭐든 이제 심지의 돈 코나르가 제바오. 대단한 루자 선지의 돈이 누니가 공원도도 다들 일이 있어. 대단한 내가 공원도보다 있다는 지 뭐 담긴이. 기회중에서 중국의 통망을 죽거든요. 그때 기회중에 제발 이제는 전대나 최재민 전지대 최민토리
So therefore, when the Buddha generates, in the beginning, when the Buddha works for the sentient, when the Buddha works for the sake of sentient beings, at the beginning of his spiritual career, the Buddha generates the mind aspiring to the mind of bodhicitta. And when the Buddha generates a motivation to begin the path, then the motivation is to work for the welfare of sentient beings. And for that purpose, when the Buddha aspires to a state of full Buddhahood. And in between that, the Buddha, when the Buddha is engaging in the actual cultivation of the path, then the Buddha does so again for the sake of sentient beings. One aspires to attain Buddhahood, therefore training in the Bodhisattvas, engaging in the Bodhisattvas training. And then at the end, at the final end, that the Buddha, having generated the mind of bodhicitta, engaged in the trainings, then attains the state of full Buddhahood. So in this process, you know, what do the Buddha's activities encompass? So the process of achieving Buddhahood, you know, through the entire process takes three countless great eons. So in this entire process, from the beginning to the end, you know, everything was done for the sake of sentient beings. Therefore, the Buddha's main activity, enlightened activities of the Buddha, is for the sake of sentient beings. So, and the way the Buddha accomplishes the sake of the benefits of sentient beings or welfare of sentient beings is to accomplish their temporal or the higher rebirth and the certain goodness or what they call the definite goodness for sentient beings. The higher rebirth refers to rebirth in the higher realms, and the definite or certain goodness refers to the goal of liberation from cyclic existence and enlightenment. So therefore, the Buddha has taught the various teachings pertaining to that, the way of achieving the higher rebirth, as well as the ways of achieving liberation from samsara, and so the various levels of teachings pertaining to that. So then the Buddhist way of achieving sentient beings' welfare is by teachings that will help sentient beings achieve higher rebirth, as well as the certain goodness, a definite goodness of liberation and omniscient Buddhahood. So regarding to the teachings that pertain to the ultimate goodness, so not certain goodness, the ultimate goodness. and then pertaining to the teachings that help sentient beings to achieve the higher rebirth, then those teachings that teach that are classified under the category of the trainings of the lower scope being. Yes.
님마다 일일라 니인데 고관의 조화등에 답하다 탐지점을 공부하고 딱 일일라 답하다 탐지점을 니인 수시하기로 하지 대나 니인데도 로스니 대관한다는 진실 수마다는 지금 전국에서 렌더 도모를 죽었는데 어때 지금 렌더 스마트 한다는 조화등에 스마트 조회 답하러 온게 도는 토르자체대 대답 남가봐서는 유관이 미치는 남로는 스비대도 조화 니비대도 다시 로지가면 티베트는 벤자 시스미 제로 이 말이다. 일리나 타바다 던지지만 이제 이제 다 타바 좀 토비 제도 성지하다. 니로게 주고 또 니들도 로 성지이나 로니 니올리 본부 공부 쪽으로 로로 쪽으로지. 대형 니올리 본부 공부 타바다 던는 얘기가. 이제 대 토비 탑스 성비 주고 던지 그래다 일리 타바다 탐지면 니인스 체비 타바토 약의 체조 성지약의 주고 되지 기본적인 누구요 그래서
So the Nama Tsongkhapa further goes to say that within the accomplishing welfare by establishing sentient beings within the state of ultimate goodness as such are divided into two those of pertaining to liberation state of liberation for cycle existence and state of omniscience for Buddhahood. So those pertaining to achieving liberation from samsara, those teachings that are given solely for the purpose of achieving such a state, you know, then these are the teachings of the hearers and the solitary realizers. So in these teachings then the practitioner strives to to abandon the obscurations of the afflictive emotions, obscurations of the afflictive emotions, and hence achieve liberation through that, thereby accomplishing one's own self-purpose. So all the teachings that pertain to that, you know, the point to is achieving such a state of liberation solely for one's own self-purpose, then those teachings are then classified under the category of the middling capable, the middling being, middling capacity.
이마다
나 오케이 the middling capable being
조회조도 로마네 성화 바로 지마다 때는 정도 로보지 남아 순지수입니다 대단되는 조화자 시수모다 남진루베 탐닌인데 성화의 대바지모다 바르도 지미 대바지모다 대니엔 지비침이 죽었는데 때 지비침모는 인제지미 정원도 지비 심지인제 동안 탐지세로 여신다 Sonja Tabaja, Chindu, Rimanian, Soba, Loba, Himbich, and Amron, Ronjito, Bidamaja, Consistent, and others are going to achieve it in the Chinese. Give it to the Chindu to get out of Paradise, and I'm not one is in the Shero. Nimarda Tamjan Maduyaga, Tabdena, Juparadas in the Tubadon, Rubidoji Tuba, Niyoji. Da, then in the Tamne Sumbi, Chugo Tamji, Chibu Chimbi Namji. 근데 제대로는 손지 지우 손바 탐지 지우 손바 나오게 나오는 만들어지 매월.
So therefore here Nama Tsongkhapa says to those teachings that point to achieving the omniscient state of full Buddhahood, these are divided. These involve both the vehicles of the paramita yana, the perfection vehicle, and the mantra yana, the mantra vehicle. So all these teachings are then classified under the category of the a superior capable being. And hence, from this point of view, then these three categories of capable beings, you know, within this presentation, then none of the Buddhist teachings are left out, and that all the teachings of the Buddha are contained within this presentation. Yes.
And then, Jibusum the Lamjer and 농방만이 농방만이 방만이 비둘기 주린이 도만 양도 보는 보다 대마 요도 인도도 때문에 주린이 도만 양도 보는 보다 대마 요도 전주스비 주린이 도만 양도 보는 보다 대마 요도 대랑 동번에 탐만이 나 지구 탐만이 님만의 레인어 지구인데 순반은 초원이나 시의 순반은 데도 동원라라 대승이한테 단디 남로가면서 맡은 노지 지구발이죠 이제 지구 탐만을 레인어 초원 요소 몸부지 송소 남로의 진든 전질레 이 말 단단다 노본인의 지구 지구성의 천이 송소 이 말다 남로의 지구성 단다. 지구 전체 중소 성만 나오지 되는 법. 법과 동맥이 되는 것을 누가 나나 성이었지. 로봇인에게 조롱 되나나 성이었지 말이. 진이 성소. 이다. 그래다.
Yes. So bottom of page 131, then these sections mentioned. Then in general, all the presentation of the three types of capable being. This was presented in Lama Tisha's writing called The Land of the Path. You know, this is such presentation that combines all the Buddhist teachings into the structure. So similar to that, then in this text here, we can see that it says here the levels of yogic deeds, which is the writing of Arya Sangha. Again, it has a similar kind of, it mentions the definitions of the beings of the various capabilities. And here it talks about the least, the medium, and the superior. So it talks about the definitions of the beings pertaining to these levels. And also in similar agreement can be found in the writings of Vasubandhu's Abhidharma Kosha's other commentary, which it talks about, again, the definitions of the three types of beings, three types of persons. Yes.
And that? 지구 주문은 천재 설렘마다 지만 설렘은 니 용어죠. 내내 니마때 대용은 뒤 다 만나고도 쇼가서 그러다 지구 담아대나 이 말이다. 천재 설렘마 그러면 천재 도구 담서다 천재 족댕에 대용 지구 담아래 그러면 굉장히 난 말이 아니지 담아마다 그러세요 말이야. 옛날에 단단히 지구 충격 추구를 세대야 돼
So then, the bottom of the top page 132, then Lama Tsongkhapa says that there are the beings of the least. The beings has the smallest capacity, then within that there are two types, those who intend on this life and those who intend on future lifetimes. So the beings of this category are then considered the most of the least or the most inferior of those various spiritual capacities. So within that, then if one says then there are these two types of beings, those that intend on this life and those who intend on future lives, and those who intend on this life, these are not the actual teachings of the beings of the lower capacity, and that the beings of the true beings of the or practitioners of this lowest capacity are those beings who strive to achieve the happiness of future lives, and they engage in the practice of Buddha Dharma for that purpose. So that here Lama Tsongkhapa says he's referring to this category.
So
So then, therefore, this part has talked about how the presentation of the path in terms of the three capable beings embodies all of the Buddhist teachings within it. Then the next stage, it talks about why students are led in stages using the trainings of the three types of persons. And this is divided into two parts, the purpose of leading students by means of the paths of the three types of persons, and why one guides students through such stages. So in general, when one is listening to Lam Rim teachings, the purpose is to engage in meditation. And when one does meditation, then at that point in time, when one cultivates the trainings of beings of the inferior, the lower capable being and the middling capable being, these two are cultivated in the light of seeing them as branches of the practice of the superior capable being. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 담번에 대다 지우섬도 시에정 지우지 남자르면 지우지 인인지 남녀 마찬가지면 누비 대니 대진 남지 차시서 연락인데 로봇 당연지 군도 좀 주지 심공받데 면세와다 덴바다 진을 내다 상벌 지우 쓴다 자라지 봄바다지 면세와다 소주 봄바 덴바 주인 봄바 진을 내 마지막에 뭐 봄바 从巴就把没从巴就把崩巴去，嗯，怎么他们就当巴呢？人家连绿就把人，嗯，金巴当呀，嗯，森林，嗯，怎么，对吧？没把钱呢，当什么工呀？嗯，钱呢？但人家最重要的金巴当呀的，嗯，怎么？我都连绿红毛头皮，他们这，这呢就全部拿不得。
So in order to support that, then Namzongkhapa quotes from the master Ashvaghosha's writings in his cultivation for the conventional spirit enlightenment. Here it says, being harmless, truthful, and chaste, not stealing and giving away all your possessions. These are deeds that give rise to happy rebirths. So this is talking about abandoning, keeping the four root vows, abandoning the four negative actions. Firstly, being harmless refers to abandoning the taking of life. Being truthful refers to abandoning the negative karma of lying. And not stealing refers to abandoning negative karma of stealing. And chaste refers to abandoning the negative karma of sexual misconduct. Then it says you're giving away all your possessions. So it refers to the actual performance of generosity or meditating on the mind that is willing to perform generosity. Then on this purpose, then this one is able to achieve the result of a happy rebirth. So therefore it teaches these are the trainings pertaining to the being of the lower capable scope.
COVID 当 COVID 中啊，通，那得了，就把今年台风被吹走，啊，台风就南风嘛，那得把台风南风嘛，啊，那些龙都去，那看到嘛多，容易看到嘛多，这边看到嘛多，嗯，等呢，西吧，你们那个西边西吧，嗯，你们的台风就是台风，西边就把你，那到公园讲，龙江的银江南边也南人，嗯。
So then the next line it says, the next verse says, once you have seen the suffering of sacred existence, you cultivate a true path and abandon it, and eliminate the two misdeeds. These are the deeds that give rise to peace. So heaven. Having contemplated about the suffering of psychic existence, and then then seeing the sufferings of psychic existence, one generates sorrow or disenchantment towards it, and then with that, then one is inspired to cultivate a true path, the true path amongst the Four Noble Truths, and to abandon the psychic existence. Then you eliminate the two misdeeds. Here refers to the natural misdeeds as well as the misdeed of transgressing the boundaries. the boundaries. So here, these are, and it says these are the deeds that give rise to peace. Here it refers to the peace of liberation in which all of the afflictive emotions have been pacified. So it says here, a person of great capacity should practice all of these. These are the branches of the path of the supreme determination to be free. So therefore, the being of the Mahayana training should practice these two lower and middling scopes as well, by seeing them as branches for it, of this Mahayana practice. Yes.
추구동반 이도변 로는 인지 추준용 단계조반 다예반 인중조기 조반이 이 말이다. 추구동반 이도변 로는 인지 추준용 승리한데 그러다 집이 전부 되나 그러다 동보동반 이도네 이제 뒤 제인지에 이제 정주시스템 주의다 총리의 제 용어를 말해 용 단다 정주의 생활하고 이제 예수 친구가 있죠 방송을 겪어서 이제 돈이 말이야 돈이 지에서 돈이 이제 용기 말이야 이제 다 온몸 넘버디 동보 동반이 또 대지수 이제 제야 이제 다는데 원호의 원도 제네 추구 동반이 또비 로는 이제 추진종 소원 말이야 이제 다 대에는 심지어 고관 고약이 잡아대 가리랜도 고비동한 몸은 요거야 잡아대 가리랜도 세인데 근데 당시 말을 왜 맞아 근데 얘네 다 대내에네 담에도 비시랍 제 이 말했다 심지 얘네 얘네 심지 이제 돈이 많다 본데 근데 제 돈이 많다 본 온게 고관을 잡아내는데 요리 고비동한 요거 요리 고관제네 근데 돈이 마도 비 샘제 대나오 돈이 또 비 나오는 거는 손제 공부도 봐 제게 인생도 신주 샘제기요 근데 제도 추구 돈만 해도 비 로는 인지 추진 경우 나 된다게는 돈이 또 비 싫었다 인지 제 근데 전주 샘제는 다시 야 말로 거는 탐나 기도 줘봐 바로 좀 더 드빙 보시다 소바대 인정 초기
So here, then the text further goes to say that the knowledge that all phenomena are emptiness is, creates a stream of compassion for all beings. So here, when one is So there are two ways. So therefore, when one is practicing the path, engaging in the training of the greater or superior capable being, then here firstly, there's one way of doing that is firstly to having realized emptiness, then generating bodhicitta by seeing this suffering of sentient beings, or the other way is by firstly generating a bodhicitta. I'm meditating on bodhicitta, training bodhicitta, and then following that, when one engages in the trainings of the six perfections, then during the portion of superior insight, or special insight, then one meditates upon emptiness. So there are these two ways of approach of the Mahayana path. So the first way, whereby the being meditates on emptiness and then comes to a compassion, generates compassion for sentient beings, these are the bodhisattvas of the higher or sharper faculties, in which they observe that the reason why sentient beings are cycling within cycling existence, and the reason why sentient beings have to undergo the myriad types of suffering, and the reason for that is because of ignorance, the ignorant mind that grasps upon this inherently existent self. So therefore, the antidote to that is the wisdom realizing selflessness or emptiness of the self. But precisely due to the reason that sentient beings do not realize emptiness, therefore they are circling in cyclic existence and undergoing the various sufferings. So therefore, the bodhisattva then generates great compassion for these beings and generates the thought of bodhicitta. Then when one is training in this in this bodhicitta and emptiness together, it says here, limitless deeds of skill and means are the activity of the supreme determination to be free. So what this text is saying here is that when the bodhisattva cultivates emptiness non-dually with compassion in the sense of method and wisdom combined in a non-dual way, thereby engaging in cultivation of the six perfections and the four ways of gathering disciples, then on the basis of that, these are the trainings to achieve the supreme determination. And here, supreme determination refers to this omniscient state of Buddhahood. Yes. So here, when one is meditating, so for instance, there are beings who meditate solely on the path of the lowest capable being, whereby the mind that aspires to higher rebirth or the happens as future lives, then they engage in positive actions, accomplishing virtuous deeds. Then this is a considered practice of a being who is solely seeking the path of solely seeking the happiness of future lives. This is a being of the lowest capable being, a mere lower capable being. And then there's also the path of the mere middling capable being, whereby these practitioners do not aspire to the omniscient state of Buddhahood, but strive to achieve one's own mere liberation from cyclic existence. So therefore, this is the mere training in the mere middling scope. However, when one is being so, when we ask a question, when you practice a lamrim, are we being led into the mere trainings, like the separate or individual mere trainings of these lower and middling scope? So this is not the case, because the way the lamrim is being taught, or the way the teachers lead the disciples, is by leading them through training in these two lower paths or lower scopes, the lower and middling scope, as a preliminary or as branches of the higher scope, branches of the Mahayana path. So therefore, they're training. Therefore, the ultimate goal is to achieve omniscient state of Buddhahood, the ultimate goodness of omniscient Buddhahood. However, prior to that, prior to the actual training of the being of the higher scope, the disciples are led to train in the middling and lower scopes by seeing them as branches of the higher scope. So therefore, this presentation of the three scopes of capable beings is a means through which the disciple is gradually, in a gradual fashion, step-by-step fashion, led towards the goal of omniscient Buddhahood. So whatever teachings you have heard, please apply them to the actual practice.